Okay, so this is, let's just first see if I can figure out how to advance this thing since I've watched all week long and found that it's not that easy. Okay, so my intent here is not to replicate what Roger has already done so nicely, which is to do the formidable task of trying to hit on the many science areas that have been talked about here. My main goal is actually to stand on the stage just long enough for Chris Fryer to miss his bus back to his hotel. But I want to just talk a little bit about the organization of the meeting, and so this obviously just shows us the beginnings of the website before we all came here, and then coming to this lovely island of Crete, where we are surrounded by beautiful things, which we had so much time to go see. So here I am, you know, taking a tour out to a wonderful beach area. After which I, you know, went with my extra time out hiking in the canyons in this area. Then, of course, seeing the lovely nearby towns in the evenings because there was lots of time. Actually, of course, like the rest of you, I spent all my time here. There have been several people who have mentioned that it's been a little exhausting. And we hear that. If you look around this room right now, there's not that many conferences that you get to the last day and most of the seats are filled, okay? This has been incredible. People have stayed and they've, oh, by the way, and this is where, this is when I wasn't here and the same as the rest of you, I was out here, right? Talks and the poster presentations have really been spectacular here, and you know, there was hard work done in trying to identify topics that would cover a broad range of areas, not just supernova remnants, but extending to our supernovae colleagues, to the pulsar wind community, to massive star evolution community, because this is what we all need to understand in order to really complete what we're trying to do. And so in doing so, we really worked hard to assemble talks that we thought would capture everyone's interest. It's amazing how many people gave such incredible talks and stuck to the time all week long. And of course, we touched on many subjects. Roger just went through them all. We covered lots of different supernova remnants, like I don't remember this one, but this is a radio observation of a different one. And then then there's this one in the X-rays and in the hard X-rays as well that looks different than in much harder X-rays and then a combination of lots of models that you can see, or lots of data that that give other models. So we've really looked at the broad range here. We've seen lots of work, really amazing work on simulations. Roger's just mentioned that, but a lot of people doing incredible work on sort of synthesizing what we already have learned about all of these systems and putting the modern computational techniques and CPU cycles to work on them. We've also heard a nice forward-looking, as well as current, updates on where we can get our next observations from to drive our field. And so this just shows you, this was for another conference, showing what overlapped in the X-ray range with CTA. But CTA is coming up. We still have a lot of these X-ray missions, including CRISM that's coming up, IXPE that's coming up, EROSITA that's coming up even sooner, radio facilities that are going to transform a lot of what we're doing, and as mentioned, JWST coming up soon, as well as lots of just new instrumentation providing us with great abilities to learn more about the sources that we've been studying. You know, this is going to launch in, we hope, March 2021, my email just said earlier today. This is going to launch in April 2021. This is going to launch somewhere in early 2021, I believe. So you would think that like in 3 years or so, it would be a good time to probably hear about what has been going on in the supernova remnant area with those kinds of missions. Looking forward to what those things can bring us and what the people in this room will be able to do. We can look forward to, you know, more detailed simulations. In fact, I'm pretty sure that in 3 years, the Palermo group said that they would, instead of having this, take us through full rides through supernova remnants. So we're all looking forward to that. It was mentioned along the way that there are some upcoming meetings, and just to bring you up to date on that again so that everybody's aware of it, there is a Chandra 20 Years of Science meeting in December. There is many people, or at least some people, are probably going on to Spain next week for the Conference on Astrophysics of Hot Plasmas. In 2020, in August, there is a COSPAR meeting. There traditionally has been a supernova remnant and pulsar wind session at those meetings. There hasn't been for the last couple, but some sturdy people from this community have forged ahead and arranged sessions for that, so look forward to that as well. And I don't want to go by without talking about the organization of this meeting itself. We did have sponsors for parts of this, and that's really great to help bring a little bit of student support and other infrastructure to the meeting. And so I'd like to thank everybody for coming. It's probably worth pointing out who was on our science organizing committee, if you don't remember. Many of those people are still here. And we did work hard to try to come up with a good program. I hope it was successful, even if it was exhausting. More importantly, of course, the local organizing committee has like slaved to put this thing together, and I'd really like them to stand up and get our deep appreciation. So I don't actually see, well, I can see that many of them are right here. You know, it's really been amazing to sit in the chair over there and watch these guys like run around with the microphones, run around to organize stuff, run out to their posters and practice for their poster presentations. Think about the fact that they had to put the research and posters together while organizing this meeting. I don't quite know how they did that. But I do know that from the number of emails that I have, Panos doesn't sleep, and this is really first on his list. And so it's really, he's really done an amazing job. I really appreciate everything he's done to get this together. The last meeting was amazing. This one had 50 more people. If we were to have another one sometime 3 years from now, for example, who knows? We might get over 200. And so I thank everybody for coming. I hope you all have enjoyed it as much as my colleagues and I have. Thanks. Safe journeys home.
Thank you. The session is closed. Have a safe journey home.
Yeah. Okay, just a few more words for me. I would like also to thank the LOC members because they did a great... you don't have to turn off the lights. It's okay. And because they did a really a great job. And of course, I would like to thank the Scientific Organizing Committee. They had to mark 150 abstracts and select 49 talks, which was not easy at all. And so, and of course, Pat Slane did a great job. As he said, I sent him, I know him during the night, the Greek night. we had exchanged, I don't know, how many emails? Hundreds of emails the last 2 years, just for the organization of this meeting. And finally, I would like to thank all of you for being here, because you know, a successful meeting depends on two parts. The one part is the organization; the other part is the participation. So since you are all here, I thank you for being here, and see you probably in 3 years from now. Thank you.